Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A couple of stories coming out of the drinks sector in the last few days. One is that turnover for a lot of pubs is back to, or maybe even better than it was pre-COVID, which is good to read. Another one was a warning about the changes in licensing laws which are on the way. This is the sale of alcohol bill. A warning that it will come at an enormous cost to Irish society. It will allow nightclubs stay open until 6 a.m. and allow pubs to stay serving until 12:30, 7 nights a week. It's the sale of alcohol bill 2022. A man called Professor Emeritus Tom Baber said that that extension of trading hours would have a negative impact on public health and public safety. That's his view. He's entitled to it. The Vintners Federation then was saying that publicans now have their turnover back at a similar level, or levels maybe that even exceed pre-COVID. Let's look at the two of those with Michael O'Donovan, the Cork chair of the VFI. Michael, I'm good to see the figures are back up and attendances are back up. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yes, it's great to see us over the last number of months, but it's come at a huge cost as well to publicans. You know, I think everybody will appreciate if they've been to their local in the last number of months or over the last 12 months, there's huge investment gone into pubs over that time. So I think they're seeing the benefits of investing into it, into their business. And thankfully, I think there's been payoff coming back with people coming back to the pub. And look, an interesting fact, I think, that we're seeing here in Trim today at our national conferences, a lot of publicans are talking about people are starting to come out earlier in the day.
Yes.
And going home early. Now, some are attributing that to transportation, but I think maybe people's habits have changed over the last 2-3 years. And that's coming out across the country, is people are saying that is the way the trade is going at the moment.
I'm seeing quite a number of pubs as well, Michael, with a 5-day week, that they just don't open on Monday or Tuesday. They open in the late afternoon, Wednesday and Thursday. They open earlier on Friday and Saturday, and late afternoon again on Sunday, close Monday or Tuesday. I'm seeing a lot of that around.
Yeah, look, there's a number of combinations for that, PJ. Staffing issues is one, but also costs associated with opening a pub. You know, you can't just go in and turn on the lights and off you go. There's cooling systems, you know, beer systems have to be turned on. So if you're closed Monday, Tuesday, you can cut your costs. And that's, I suppose, helping in the turnover of the business. And I think that's something that we're going to see more of going forward, is pubs, I think, picking which days that they're open and trying to maximise their revenues, I think, to make them viable.
I think if you ask me, Michael, it makes a whole pile of sense. It really does. I can't see why you'd keep a pub open and it's empty on a Monday or a Tuesday. What did you make of these warnings by Professor Baber that letting you open a bit later, letting clubs open till 6 o'clock, not that they have to, but letting you guys open till 12:30, so that it would cause carnage and the destruction of society?
Yeah, look, PJ, everybody's entitled to their opinion on it, but look, for pubs at present, we're open until 11:30, you know, Sunday night, Monday through Thursday, Sunday night at 11 o'clock. I suppose our call is on the government is to extend the Sunday night to make it in par with the rest of the week. And the government went a little step further in making every night equal to a Friday and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Look, the pub is still the safest place for people to go out, socialise and enjoy alcohol, because when it's at home, we all know there's no control measures, there's no nobody policing us. You know, we are professionals in what we do. We want people to enjoy themselves, but we also want people to be safe. So, you know, we take that, it's part of our licensing requirements. So we try and make sure people enjoy themselves and be safe. So the pub is the safest place to go and enjoy alcohol.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Michael, but if it were the thing that it was allowed to be 12:30 seven nights a week, there's no compulsion on you to keep the place open till 12:30 seven nights a week.
Absolutely not. And, you know, what, as I've said, and what's being said here in Trim and County Meath at our conference, you know, we're seeing people coming out early and going home early. You know, one of the things that we've seen since, I suppose, coming out of our horrendous 2 years of COVID, the amount of times that I personally have had to say, you know, at the end of the night, flash the lights and tell people, come on, have you any homes to go to? I'd say I'd count them in one hand over the last 12, 15 months. It's just not it's just not needed to be done anymore, nearly. So, yes, young people like to go out and go socialising, go dancing and meet each other. That's a different, proposition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where the 6 a.m. comes into, you know, there'll be, like, talking here of Cork and County Cork, there'll be a very, very small percentage, maybe 2% of the membership will have the capability or the possibility of availing of that 6 a.m. closing. So it's a very, very small pool that you'll be talking about.
I've seen, again, just in my own travels around places now, their Sunday night entertainment, those places that put on music on a Sunday, a lot of that now is over by 9 o'clock, 7 to 9 or 6:30 to 8:30, which is a trend, like you point. And I was out myself for a few pints a couple of weeks back on a Friday night, and the musician in the place was a guy I know well. He was done and dusted by half 11.
Yeah, that is a trend, especially when you say there, the Sunday, what we're seeing is members are telling us that they're closing up at half past 9, 10 o'clock on a Sunday. Business is done, people are gone home. As I reiterate, they come out earlier and they go home earlier. Customers, they're out. And like, you know, the matches, if there's a match on, if people want to go out to watch a match, if there's an event on, they're generally on in the early afternoon, late afternoon, so people are ready to go home, and they're I suppose people are more conscious of going to work on a Monday morning. So it's all fed into it.
I think it's all very civilised. If a pub wants to show the match on a Sunday at 4 o'clock and put a fella on singing a few tunes afterwards and put a sign up over the bar, we close at 9 on Sunday, good on them.
Yeah, look, it's, as I said, it's with spiralling costs at the moment, PJ. And people have to, you know, the old adage, cut your cloth accordingly. So that's what we're seeing at the moment is, you know, people trying to reduce costs, but try to still give the entertainment offering to the patrons that come into the pub.
And lastly, do you think it's unfair what Professor Baber has said, that we'd all go crackers and that there'd be more casualties and more domestic violence and more bad nights at A&E if we were to change the hours the way that is proposed? Do you?
Look, I personally don't think that will happen, but obviously the professor is entitled to his views. Like, you are talking about, if they extend the hours for the regular pub, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and a Sunday night, so you're talking about 5.5 hours extra per week. You know, it's not life-changing in that. Yes, look, the 6 a.m., I have my own views on that. I think, look, that's probably a step too far. I think it wasn't something that was really called upon by us, the publicans. I think if you talk to any late night nightclub owner, or, you know, late night venue owner, maybe if they got another hour onto the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I think they would have been acceptable and happy with that. And the 6 o'clock seemed to be it's what's getting all the attention.
It's not compulsory, and it's something they'd probably do once or twice a year if they ever do it. Maybe you could see it happening Stephen's night, New Year's Eve, big nights like that, but it's not going to happen every weekend. Thanks, Michael. Michael O'Donnell, chair of the Cork branch of the Vintners Federation.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.